Orillia residents gathered on Friday evening to witness the dazzling debut of a new 24-foot blue spruce Christmas tree at the city's annual tree lighting ceremony. Planted in October, the new tree replaces the infamous Fred's tree, which gained viral notoriety and a spot on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, for its less than dazzling appearance last year. In contrast to that debacle, where lights were awkwardly wrapped only around the trunk, leaving the branches in shadow, the city spared no effort in ensuring this year's tree was a showstopper. With $2,000 invested in new lighting, the spruce shone brilliantly from top to bottom, earning gasps and applause from the crowd when it was lit. For 5-year-old Doga Demur, it was his first time seeing a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Orillia. "It's magical," he said. The new spruce was adorned with hundreds of sparkling multicolored lights that help illuminate the downtown core. "I think it looks wonderful," said Mayor Don McIsaac. "I think last year's was wonderful too, because of what it stood for. But certainly, we've been looking forward to lighting up Fred 2.0 since it was planted here." McIsaac says the 50-year tradition allows Orillians to come together and to be thankful for all the good that comes from the Christmas season. The lighting ceremony marked the start of Orillia's holiday celebrations, paired with the beloved candlelight parade that preceded it. Families and friends lined the streets to admire the glowing tree, which symbolized a festive fresh start for the city. "We are very proud of it," said Darren Johnston, general manager of the downtown's BIA. "Partially because it's a blue spruce, it gives a natural glowing effect." Johnston says the tree gives the community something to look forward to each year. "A lot of people care about the tree lighting because it's such a traditional thing," he said. "If you grew up in Orillia, you probably came to this event as a kid and now you want to come back with your own kids to have them experience something that becomes such a positive memory." The holiday spirit doesn't stop there. Today at 5 p.m., Orillia's annual Santa Claus parade will take over the downtown core. This cherished tradition brings together community groups, floats, and, of course, Santa himself, spreading joy to all ages. "It's a festive atmosphere," McIsaac said. "The parade used to be in the daytime for many years, but now people love the night parade with all of the lights. It's been brilliant and people just love it."